Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned. Arkansas operator. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
No, there are plenty of people in the audience who actively hate Taylor Swift. She's not aware of it, though. That's the key difference there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
That's the key difference. Yep. All right, welcome in.
good. Use your words.
We're off to a fine start here on Ruskin and Zach on ESPN Arkansas and on hitthatline.com. Okay, 866-285-4005, the McLarty Daniel hotline. That's how you get in touch with us if you want to. And if you don't want to, well, then that's fine, too. Just sit there. Or a complaint anonymously on the internet. We'll accept that.
Seems to be the way of the world
as
these
well.
Days,
yeah. I love the guy that what is the thing you put out yesterday with the guy in the this is the worst sports show ever?
Oh yeah. I was going through the
he
dark
is
side,
fundamentally yeah. correct.
It is, yes.
But that's not what we're doing here. That's why we're bad at it.
I went through the dark side of the text machine. I do it periodically just to see who's yelling at no one in particular. And I need to somehow get them all connected so that they can yell at each other. But I just picked out
at a rally. Well, get them all at a rally.
Them all in a group chat. And just let them yell at each other.
Let them have their own rally where complain about us. That seems like a good place to start. Have some sort of get together.
Right.
We'll sell tickets. We'll make the money.
Yeah. Yes.
Off of them.
Right.
So that's how the Colonel used to do it, right? He sold the hate Elvis buttons just like he I love Elvis buttons. So there you go. We'll get in on that. You know what I mean? We have found the rallying point for the basketball team, and it didn't involve me this time. So that's pretty good. It involved you, the fans.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So this school, so let me understand this. Like, they get, the teams get all, wrapped up in, in their own little bubble world of everything is great. Then they lose because they don't understand that other teams are trying as well. And then either some individual or an entire group of people turn on them, and then they rally up. Is that basically the game plan of being a fan here?
Well,
or being a player here?
If we're talking about last night, Missouri is not very good.
They are bad, yes.
They are really bad.
That is correct.
But you did what you're supposed to do to bad teams. You win at their place.
I would argue they weren't supposed to do this because they were underdogs in this game the Betsara
side. That one I couldn't figure out, but they went in, they handled their business, they did what you're supposed to do against a bad team. I will say this. They looked like they were at least having fun last night. They looked like they were free-flowing, did what they, shots were going out. My gosh, they couldn't miss in the first half. 56 points in the paint. It's like a new league record. They played well last night. Now, the end got a little dicey. You gave up 56 in the second half. Maybe you got a little comfortable. Maybe
lost
Missouri
the second
found the
half,
group.
But they are a first-half team.
They are.
And when they get the big lead, it's trouble.
So, you know what? It's one game. But for one night, or at least, you can feel good about yourself. Now, you're going to go play LSU on Saturday, who's lost 4 out of 5. LSU's reeling. I mean, they got off to this great start, and then they've turned around and just thrown up 4 clunkers in their last 5. They did manage to beat Ole Miss down at the Maravich Center. So, you've got an opportunity here. You're going to go play them. You got Georgia coming up. These are all games that, maybe you got a chance to string a couple together. Get a little bit of momentum. But the back half, the last 5 games are tough. and you're gonna have to be playing your best basketball.
But the thing is that to have success, this is another reason to be disappointed in the football, because everybody just crept all over the football team and no one had the resolve to care in the football building. They just folded up and laid down and got beat by 1,000 against Missouri in the boredom line rivalry game. But the basketball team shows some gumption here, because when most of the fan base has turned on them and wish they would just stop playing and move along, they rallied up last night, and they deserve some credit for that, for showing a little bit of fortitude. Granted, it was against a bad team, but they didn't get beat by 30.
You say that Eli was in the building last night. He was high-fiving students and fans, and they the place was full. And okay, you went and you did. Okay, that's one. You got 10 to go.
Now let me ask this. Is it possible that these rumors were leaked by someone in the basketball program to provide the straw man motivation for this team to rally up? Is that possible?
The spin has been that it was Missouri that started it.
Missouri started all this. Okay.
Have we
been able to pull the thread to find out where this actually started?
This is based on nothing more than information that I have gathered and common sense. It feels like somebody took a shred of truth and spun this incredible tale to make themselves for a little bit of over self-importance. It's much ado about nothing. Much ado about nothing.
Well, you can say that, but it was the thing that has apparently galvanized the players that are still playing.
They haven't said anything.
Are they going to? No, of course not. So how do we know that?
Exactly. We don't know what, but I know they played well last night against a bad team.
Since all this stuff was flying around, they've played their two best games of the year. They almost beat Kentucky, and they beat this team last night.
Well, I'm a big believer in addition by subtraction. I think you can if you move a player out that was not part of. Musselman said it last night in his postgame. If you're going to take an ill-advised three that's not part of the offense, you're not going to play. Well, I don't think that was directed at Mekhi Mitchell. I don't think that was directed at Jalen Graham. Directed at like two or three people. They shot six threes last night.
Wait a minute. So if they started all of this scuttlebutt within the basketball offices, would this be a false flag operation that they used to turn the season around?
No, they didn't.
That's what you say.
Somebody got a piece of information.
I listen to Joe Rogan. I have my other alternative facts that I believe.
There was a text that everybody has seen running around. I think somebody took it and ran with it and made it more than it was. And there's nothing there.
Right.
Nothing there.
Right.
Now, if it pissed them off and that's what you got to do, fine.
Well, that worked.
Knock yourself out. If that's what you needed. Send it over here. I'll take care of it. I'll start it.
That's why football is so disappointing, because everybody, they didn't get pissed off when everybody said they weren't any good. That's the thing that bothers me about that.
Big difference in those two things is what was said about the basketball team was not true. What was said about the football team was true. They weren't any good.
That's right.
They sucked. And everybody's like, all right, well, we suck. There's nothing you can do.
Right. Yeah. Boy, I have thoughts on the tweet yesterday that went out from the First Lady. I have thoughts on that. Maybe we'll get to those at some point. I don't know. That's something. Okay. So we got all that going on here. They beat a bad Missouri team last night. Again, I don't know if it's a turn the corner moment, but if they win 9 out of 10, they're probably going to the NCAA tournament.
So there you go. Moment.
Yeah, this will be the moment where it all turned around going into that Kentucky game and this game here with an actual win on the scoreboard. Okay, McClarty-Dino Hotline, 866-285-4005 is how you can join us here on Ruskin and Zach.
Point of parliamentary procedure, we don't do this very often, but we need to wish a happy birthday to our coworker Ray Miller. Ray is 80 this year? 80? 79? DQ is 79? Yes? Okay.
I don't want to bully him.
We're not bullying him. I like Ray. We love Ray. Ray's,
well, Ray rocks a lot of the ganja, so he is in great shape like Willie Nelson would be at his age. So
just tell him.
Yes. So he's doing very well. So, yes,
we wish Ray
the best on this, his anniversary of orbiting around the sun. So there you go. Way to go. Happy birthday, Ray.
Do you need a reliable roofing company that you can call at a moment's notice? United Roofing and Waterproofing is the answer to your issue. Joey Vivano and his team service commercial, residential, and industrial roofs. Consultations are always free, and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. That's 312-7369. You can also check out United Roofing and Waterproofing on Facebook and Instagram. BetOnline is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right on your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign in today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Actually, I didn't watch the entire game, but the part I watched, I actually enjoyed it for the first time in probably a year, because the team, like, there was some flow, there was some rhythm, there's some energy there. I mean, Mitchell's playing his ass off out there. I mean, it was like, okay, if you could do this or something similar for 35 games, well, what are we talking about here? But no, they've done it twice. Well, Duke, three times. Go ahead.
Well, there were some things that we were talking about yesterday, like the assist to turnover ratio. Now, I mean, it's 14 assists, 15 turnovers. You still got areas you got to work on. Only one player in the negatives in the plus minus, and he was your leading scorer, Tremont Mark. He was minus five. Yeah. So there everything trended in the right direction. You played a bad basketball team, but this is what you're supposed to do. If you struggled with Missouri, I'd be really concerned.
Now, I'm going to put a controversial bill here in committee, and we can talk about it, and maybe this thing moves forward out of committee. I'm not sure. But I'm going to sponsor a bill that in any conversation about basketball over the next 2 months, we don't mention the Purdue game. Do I have any support?
If you are going to mention the Purdue game as some sort of basis for whatever, you're reaching.
And those that mention the Purdue game are declared homers. And their opinion is invalidated.
They don't even list it on the website anymore.
All right, so we have some support here. Yeah, we have some support here. Okay,
harumph.
Mention Duke all you want. They won a regular season game against Duke. That counts. But I mean, you have to, if you mention Purdue, you have to put like 8 qualifiers in there, and it doesn't count. It doesn't count. So are we move forward here with this? All right. We'll see if anybody turns on us on this. I don't really care at this point. I still think they could go to LSU and it'd be by 25 on Saturday.
They'll also win by 25. Who knows at this point? Right.
Well, it's
who knows?
I guess that's true. I don't know. But anyway, I don't think we should talk about that. We're not mentioning that because we've got to get past this. And maybe I missed it last night, but oh my God, you don't believe this. You won't believe what's happening over here.
Okay.
Robert Mann has just arrived outside our studio door with a chair.
No
A
way.
Razorback chair. No, Robert, come on in
come
here.
On in here.
Robert Mann, everybody. Robert.
Robert!
Mann.
Wow, Mann look at
here.
That thing.
That is a nice
is a
looking
Cadillac.
Chair.
Cadillac.
Got arms on it. It has got a Razorback logo on it.
Oh, Robert.
Look
have
at
a
that.
Seat. Have a seat, Robert.
Robert Mann, everybody, from the Stadium Shop on Razorback.
Oh!
How's that chair? A chair that works for Zach Garns.
Never been so happy.
How about that?
Is it nice?
It is wonderful. What is this?
It's a chair that we sell at the store.
What's it called? Turn your phone off.
It's a Razorback chair, desk chair, office chair.
That's Jen. I texted her. I thought you were locked. So.
No. Actually, they lock the building when other people are here. They open.
They lock it from the inside.
Just walk right in when we're here.
They lock us in. Right.
So that's a Razorback office chair.
That's a nice chair.
This is delightful.
Isn't that good?
Now, would you be grossly offended since I take care of my furniture if I put a plastic bag over this?
I don't care.
Okay, all right.
You do whatever you want.
Like at grandma's house, yeah.
I want to protect it.
Well, yesterday I called.
Yeah?
And you said you needed a chair.
Look at this
thing. I said I was going to sponsor it.
That is beautiful. All right. Zach is now sitting in the Stadium Shop chair.
Look at this, all our guests.
And I even called Tommy and said, hey, I'm bringing a chair.
Right.
Did it sound like...
No, I think I interrupted him. He was in another meeting, I believe. So.
Okay.
So now you got to mention the stadium shop.
Every time I say the good chair.
The stadium shop, the good chair.
The good chair.
Is it a good chair?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes.
That's a good chair.
This is delightful.
This one's hard when I'm sitting on
it. Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, we lost our chairs during the Great Insurrection, and they were never replaced.
The Great what?
Insurrection.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
No, the hay. We had our chairs stolen, and they've never been replaced.
They stole everything that wasn't nailed down, and
literally,
they stole some of that stuff too.
I tried.
Well, I thought you had like 6 chairs in here, but
no, sir.
Yeah, that one doesn't look too good.
So
it's not.
No, it's not, and it sinks.
Yeah, you sit in it. If you sit in it the wrong way, it disengages, and you just sink.
Yeah.
Right.
What about the one you're sitting in?
I bought this.
So that's your personal.
He also bought the one DQ's sitting in.
Well, actually, Tommy
this is
said
a hand
that
me
I should
down.
Probably give it to DQ and let you guys just have, like,
that would be
tree stumps or something to sit on.
That sounds like Tommy, yeah.
That's like right. Tommy. Yes, that's right.
Oh, so I didn't mean to interrupt your show.
No. This is much needed.
Anytime you want to come in, we'll let you sit in the good chair.
They're not cheap, but we do stock, couches and chairs. And you were talking yesterday, and I went, aha, there's an opportunity here.
There's an opportunity right here. It is absolutely delightful. Blaming.
Does this mean that someone wants to know, does this mean Zach's butt is sponsored by the stadium shop?
No, just
the chair. All right.
I don't want any part of that.
My ass has never been so happy.
So Zach
Robert.
Is sitting in the stadium shop good chair here good at chair. Ruskin and Zach. That's very good.
Grandpa's got to have some place to sit.
That's right.
So am I done now? You want me to get out of here?
Abner wants to know if we can get a hammock in here.
Actually, there is a Razorback hammock that I'm thinking about bringing in. No joke.
Robert is the good guy to know because anything Razorback related, you either have it or know how to get it.
I know how to get it usually. Yeah, that's right. I have it or I know how to get it. You're right. We just spent last week in Las Vegas at a trade show looking at this kind of stuff. So.
You're like Red from Shawshank. You just know how to get stuff. You can get stuff.
I know a guy.
A guy who's got a guy who can get you the thing.
I know a guy.
Now, would you be able to get these chairs with like an upside down horns thing on it?
Yes. So the panel is a zipper panel.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Oh, so you could.
So I can order whatever panel you want. I know you want a Notre Dame one. That's going to be at your cost because Notre Dame has a high royalty. So,
of course they do.
See, Robert, that's what winning will do for you. Win a lot.
I didn't realize they were winning.
They are winning a lot.
They are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Baseball?
Nobody cares about baseball.
I do.
Yes, I know you do because you're right next to Baum.
Well, Coach Van Horn comes in all the time.
Yeah.
Is he
he's done mowing grass. He's not going to be mowing grass all spring, right?
I doubt it. I mean, are you done mowing grass?
Yes.
Then I'm pretty sure he's done. Because we don't live that far apart.
I'm done for good.
It's, I guess things are about to ramp up with baseball starting in a few weeks, right? You're right there by the stadium.
Yeah, it kind of slowed down here in the past few weeks. nothing like losing a few games will slow things down. But, yeah, you're right. It's ramping up. We got our baseball stuff coming in.
What if, hear me out on this, we do a porch show every year. Where we
porch?
Yeah, out on the front porch when it gets warm.
Oh, okay.
We just hang we got columns out there. We hang the hammocks up.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Well, show from out there.
Yeah. Well, the guys, now this is an official office chair. We carry the Kajaro, the ones that you unfold. That might be better for you. Okay. Kind of like pool in a pond. Pond might be good for you.
Natural waters.
No, but
whatnot.
The Kajaro chairs are really nice. Now, they got something coming out. Kajaro's the ones I'm talking about that have the hammock. They've also got a chair. You're going to love this for baseball. It's got a built-in ice chest.
Oh,
six-pack in it with ice.
That's next level.
That's a big ticket item. I would imagine coming up.
Can you imagine out in the outfield at the left field over there?
You don't have to get up to get a beer. Just open the side of the chair
in your chair.
That's fantastic.
While we've been sitting here talking about chairs and how happy my ass is, text has come in on the McLarty Daniel hotline. How many games are left, and what's the total win number? Robert, 10 games left.
10 games left, total win number. Oh, you know me. I got to go 10, but that ain't going to happen. Probably
they gotta
six.
They got to win 9 out of 10 to get to 20, right?
Okay, then 9 out of 10 it is.
Okay.
Okay, there he is.
Now, you do realize that if they do get hot in the tournament and they can make it to the tournament in the SEC tournament, they win that. We have done that before where the only way in, and I wasn't there because I had to work a track meet that weekend. We had
I remember. NCAAs. I think they went out to Boise. Got run, if I remember.
No,
correctly.
They got beat. No, that year.
I think they went to Boise. That was like 97 or 98.
No.
Was anything good in Boise?
No.
Anything
it was. I remember because I was I was sitting next to a girl during the game. They went to Nashville.
Okay, sorry,
and they got beat by Miami.
By when he sat next to a girl.
They got beat by Miami. The next year, they went to Boise in 01 and Georgetown beat them.
Right.
That's what I remember. All right. So Robert Mann.
The chair rolls, too.
Yes, I know. Robert, thank you. You have made my day.
Robert Mann, everybody.
Yeah, you owe me a quarter.
A quarter.
All right.
Yeah, so the stadium shop, good chair.
The good chair good from chair. The stadium shop. On Razorback in Ooh, Fayetteville for all your hog
nice.
Needs.
Yes, sir. This is
very
outstanding.
Good. Thank
I'm
you, Robert.
Leaving now. Bye, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Back
Robert.
To work for Robert Mann and the Stadium Shop. All right, we'll be right back here in a moment.
On any of your YouTube, don't come anywhere near.
That's
my chair.
Making the podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
You get a new chair. That's the best thing that's happened around here in a long time. I like this.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
I got a DM yesterday, and I shouldn't be, but I am continually surprised at how far our reach goes. Now, DQ and I went, we did some research this morning. A young lady named Holly out of Harrison sent us a text about her son, Gunner, who is a published author. He's 10 years old, guys.
What have you done today?
Yeah, what'd you do? Got his first book published when he was 5. I want you all to stop for a minute. Guys, I'll bring you down to my level for a second. I want you to think about what you were doing when you were 5. You're scratching your butt. That's what you were doing. Gunner was writing
scratching.
Books.
You were pooping your pants now, probably at 5 years old.
It's not all a happy story. Gunner listens to this show.
Oh, well, I mean, hey, we've all got problems,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, honey? So I'm questioning some judgment here. But Gunner is in the process. He's won a bunch of awards, PBS Kids Writers Awards, and he is trying to get his next book published. This would be his 5th.
Wow.
Guys, I haven't written 5 emails this year.
Is the book like stuck in turnaround or something?
No. Okay, no. Right. He's got a series going. It's called Ninja Puppy. Now, I'm going to mention this a couple of times. If you would, do what you guys do and take care of my man, Gunner. NinjaPuppyCo.com. And he's got a Kickstarter campaign going to get his book published. He's got all kinds of information there. Holly was super nice about all of this.
Oh, look at him. Hey.
She loves our show, which, again, lends itself to its own level of therapy. But
if we were on television, we could show this.
Exactly.
I think what it was the Kickstarter was for is they want to publish this next one in hardback,
there you
I
go.
Think was the purpose. And they want to make them more, like you have to put in a certain amount of books for a publishing house.
Exactly. He's not only the author, he's the illustrator.
I know.
He does it all.
What'd y'all do today?
Scratch myself.
I was excited.
Times,
I got up by 10 and got here by 10:30.
Look at that. Yeah, that's right. That's a good day for
you. I was out there writing books.
I got out of bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So please help our guy Gunner out. Let's get his book published. Do what you guys do. It's ninjapuppyco.com. There's a picture of Gunner right there at the top of the page.
He's sitting in a big wingback chair in a library in the picture. Right. This is nice.
Guys, this is the future of our country right now. Look at it this way. There's Gunner, who's out there writing books, or Fogg, who thought strep throat was an STD.
Right. That's
okay?
Right.
This is the battle we're fighting here. We got to pull together for Gunner.
Yeah.
So if you guys would do that for me.
You can buy his books on Amazon.
Yep. Buy his books on Amazon. You can go to his website. I put up the link on our Twitter page. You can go through there. DQ put together some excellent graphics, and it's all right there.
Buy them before they get thrown out of all the libraries.
That's correct.
NinjaPuppyCo.com.
So,
DQ liked that one.
You think Ninja Puppy's that Ninja controversial?
Puppy, right, yeah.
You never know. You never know with some of the school wackos.
Hey,
you never
know. I mean, penguins are controversial right now. Who knows? All right.
So I really do appreciate Holly reaching out, giving us some background on Gunner, who, again, listens to the show. I would like to. Maybe he could slip in a radio show in one of these books. You know, Ninja Puppies.
That one definitely would get banned.
I would think
that
so,
book
yes.
would be banned I so yes. fast.
You know, it's just an
if
idea.
If you put a radio show in there,
you know, if we're storyboarding, I'm just thinking out loud. So,
all right,
you guys go take care of Gunner for me.
Ninja go take Puppy care Co. of Gunner, NinjaPuppyCo.com, and he's on Amazon. And read banned books. Those are the two things we ask you to do here. All right.
Amen.
That's right. All right. Meeting adjourned. Oh, you
is?
Say that. Yeah. All right. McClarty Digital Hotline, 866-285-4005 is how you can reach us here. So that's how you can get in touch with us. Okay. So what do we want to do here? Let's see. Basketball team won last night.
Yes, it did.
By 7. Scored 91, gave up 84, which is about, you know, normal, giving up 80. Them scoring 90 is completely off-brand, so that was that was something. I have two thoughts on the on Danielle's tweet or X or whatever we call these things now, because they're not tweets, because it's not Twitter anymore.
X's?
What do we call
DQ,
these?
DQ, what do we call them?
What's the vernacular? What's the...
Posts.
The posts. Okay.
That seems kind of bland.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So a couple of thoughts here. Number one, obviously, this goes without saying, but I'm going to say it. I don't like fact that the, I guess, junior hire is having to respond to this stuff. But, like, this is Earth where we are, the real world. So if you are the child, offspring of a sitting head coach in school, kids are going to be kids. Say stupid stuff and be mean. That's what kids do. Kids are mean to kids whose parents aren't working at the University of Arkansas in Razorback Athletics. So it's a bit of a false hope when you are talking about a world where they're not going to bother the child of the sitting head coach with internet fodder. Okay? That is not a world we live in anymore, all right? If this comes up, someone's going to say something stupid, and it's what's going to happen, okay? So I don't like it, but that's where we are. We're in the world now where that's going to happen. And again, none of us like it, but I mean, to act like there could be an alternative, there's not.
We also don't know all of the facts surrounding it. It was right. Probably the 10th person that asked her about it.
Could be.
And we don't know what she was asked about because the post was vague. I agree that
it could have been about her dad leaving and going to Louisville or something.
It could have been
like
a
that.
Lot of different things.
Right.
I agree. You know, kids for adults anyway, kids are still off limits. I feel for a little bit because, you know, in a very small way, I get some of the same feedback through my child. And leave the kids alone. Now, if it's, you know, she was venting, I'm with her on this one. You know, this whole 10 days has just been bizarre.
I'm with her to a point because, I don't like, anybody having to, their kid deal with this stuff at school. But, like, what's the alternative? Like, we're living in 2024 where more people are not thinking clearly when they post things, when they write things or whatever. So, I mean, like, the alternative is never leave any and just stay in the bunker all day. Like, that's the alternative. There's not a way to exist and this not happen when the team's losing.
You also can't be a hypocrite, which is when things are good, you can't be out front with the social media presence when everything is great. And then when things go bad, get very upset about people who say bad things.
That's the second thing.
That's the tough part.
So that bothers me also is that like you can't like this era where you try and live and be half pregnant, which is I want all of this stuff when it's good. Like this is really I've never lived anywhere else. I've only lived here. So it's the only frame of reference I have, which is not a great frame of reference because it's the only place I've been. But we are really in the height of an era now with any program over there that when they win, we celebrate it and like a triumph. And when we lose, we pretend it doesn't happen. And my thought has always been, if the losses don't matter, the wins don't matter either. The truth is they're both important. The wins matter and the losses matter. And you can't live in a world where when you lose, and this is not so much talking about the post, this is just in general now that I'm kind of dovetailing off onto here. But that school is so obsessed with pretending losses don't happen, and because people are going to feel bad if you say the team lost. I'm not really sure. There are sportscasts up here that don't even report losses anymore. No. They just report on the next game for the next team that could win. And that's a really bad trend.
It's not journalism anymore.
No. That's fandom.
That's fandom.
And that's not what we do.
And there's also, and this is we don't talk about this a lot, but Brett and I were talking about this yesterday. The idea, there's a certain level of public criticism that comes with the job of being the head coach at the University of Arkansas, the University of Missouri, Texas, wherever it is. And some of that comes with the territory, and you understand that going in. And when it gets to a certain point, you know, it's part of the gig. I don't care how much money you make. That is an irrelevant thing. The one thing you can't do is go after family members until the family member steps into the limelight, at which point you've given up your right to anonymity. And that's the tough part, because everybody in the social media age has a presence. Whether you like it or not, DQ has all her stuff on lockdown, but she's still got a media presence every day from 2 to 6. Once you step into that light, you give up your anonymity. Now, is it right? Probably not. But I've heard this thing 10,000 times. Well, he makes $6 million. We can say whatever we want. No, that's not right. Just because he's a CEO of a corporation is what he is. And the idea that you can just take pot shots at his family because he makes $6 million a year is not accurate. But then there's that backside to it, which is the minute you dip your toe into that pool, man, you become part of the machine.
Well, let me use this opportunity to propose a radical solution to all this. When people write gross things about the internet, or about you on the social media apps, or about players, or about anybody on the social media apps, don't look at it. Turn it off. Get rid of it. I mean, there is another way here. There is so much driven by these social media companies who are giant, evil, wicked corporations. When you really drill down into it, they don't care about anybody at all. They care about themselves making more money so the stock goes up. They don't care about kids getting eating disorders or committing. They don't care about any of that stuff. They care about making money. So if you are not having, it's another one of those things that I don't understand. Like, if you go to a restaurant and have a bad experience, you're not going back to that restaurant. People have a bad experience on social media daily. And yep. What do?
They go back again. They keep coming back.
They go back again.
Well,
it's an addiction.
But there are some people there that are simply looking for a fight. And
And there are people who are addicted to it, who can't stop it.
They're addicted to that, the confrontation, the fight, because there are no consequences. You get that rush of adrenaline. Hey, this guy's firing back at me. Fine.
But if you don't like what people are writing about you or your team or your family or whoever it is, turn it off.
What did Jimmy Dykes tell us?
Turn it off.
What did Jimmy tell us?
Jimmy Dykes told us, Zach, that you never take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from.
There it is.
That's what Jimmy Dykes told us. And Jimmy he's an expert on criticism on the internet, I would say.
Especially from this fan base.
Yes, exactly.
And he knows exactly what he's talking about. And he's right.
Look, I mean, people said a bunch of gross stuff about me 2 years ago. I turned the damn internet off. It's over. I don't have it. And am I out of the touch with the world? Am I out of the loop? Am I missing out on stuff? I don't think so.
No.
I got a TV that works. No, I have an idea what's going on.
Are you out of touch? Yes. Are you out of touch with things on X? No. Absolutely not. You're not missing anything because it's still the same. It's the same group of people sitting there yelling at each other.
The only world where the customer has a bad experience and they keep going back to the business is social media. Well, that and, sports, but the two are forever linked here. But you go to the dry cleaners and they shrink all your clothes. You're not going back there again.
Absolutely not.
You go to social media and people want you dead or want to say a bunch of stuff about you that isn't true. What do? You open up the app again,
right?
And
you have to respond. Which
it's an illness.
I think we're all in lockstep here on the text machine, and we're getting basically the same text over and over again. Where if it's a kid. All right, kid said something, that's one thing. If it was an adult, that's not right. We agree on that.
Yeah.
I totally agree on that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do this here. Why not? Let's talk to Sterling here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Sterling.
Hey guys, before I go into what y'all was talking about, can I thank y'all guys for taking me to the 18?
That's all Zach. I had nothing to do with it.
No, you told me about Sienna last week. Don't.
Yeah, you did. You told us about Sienna.
Oh, I did.
You did. Well, you got this whole thing rolling.
That's right. I love a modest guy. I'll tell you what, guys. Friday, Saturday, I was afraid to touch my kids or hug my wife because I was afraid they're going to turn into money. it was fabulous. Now, Sunday didn't turn out so great, but it was a fabulous 2 days. And I mean, I ain't going to brag on the other guy that's hosting this program, but I think my wallet gonna get diabetes. It's getting so fast, you know. It's been a very fun weekend, and all I'm doing is just taking advice from the expert, and I'm pretty much with y'all guys, the guys that have been texting y'all, tweeting to y'all, whatever it is, y'all social media to the show. If y'all, if it's a grown up, that's out of bounds. If it's kids, deal with it. And I named that as kids because it was so vague, what was put out there, so vague, and don't know, and it was meant to be vague. And when you throw 8th grader in it, you know, it's hard to fight back. It's hard to say something bad about it when you got kids involved. We all know kids are off limits, unless, I mean, even other kids is not right, but, you know, kids do what kids do, you know. You know, kids make fun. Kids talk about other kids all the time for all kind of reasons. And if your parent happened to be famous, that's just another thing that goes to add to it. But I really didn't like it because it was a little bit too vague. I mean, I really said, if it's adults, say adults have no business talking to an expert about their parents' business, and if it's kids, you know, you don't say nothing at all. You know, you let the kids or people at the school can handle it or whatever.
The way I interpreted it, and maybe I was wrong, I interpreted it as if people at school were talking to her about this, all the stuff that's out there on the internet. That's maybe that's not the way it was, but that's how I read the post.
Yeah. Yeah, but it didn't say kids or it didn't say adults or the kids. It just kind of said commented like at school. So,
right. But if you're out there and you're, first of all, if you're DMing an 8th grader, you should be arrested. Let's put that on the table. If that's what happened here, and again, we don't know because it's vague. But anyway.
Exactly. Guys, I'm doing a great job. Have a great day, and just keep them coming. Ruskin, don't be so. You don't have to be humble all the time.
Oh, well.
Yes, most of the time. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Sterling. All right, there you go.
Sterling will be on at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Right.
With his picks.
He makes the picks.
That's right.
You make the money. That's how it all goes. Zach is broadcasting from the Stadium Shop Good Chair.
I am.
And we'll have more coming up here on Ruskin and Zach. Hey.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Right. That is Clay's response to Texas being upset with horns down here lately in the news. And of course, we talked about the TCU t-shirt thing. Chuck Barrett joins us now. Zach has vacated the good chair here in the studio, brought to you by the Stadium Shop. And now Chuck Barrett is with us here on Ruskin and Zach. Hi, Chuck.
Glad you clarified that after hearing Clay say that.
That's right, yes.
That could be taken in a lot of different ways.
I thought there was no one better to ask about Texas and the feather ruffling over Horns Down than Clay Henry, of all people.
They really are just a little bit overboard on that. I mean, they act like you're flipping them the bird.
I know.
When you do that. I mean, they're ready to fight.
Yeah.
They better get used to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. We were just talking before the break, Chuck, that they're playing at TCU this weekend, and Barstool TCU is paying for 500 Horns Down t-shirts for the student section to wear. I'm sure those will be confiscated by the people in yellow shirts.
They could have a riot. They could have a riot
that's
there.
Right, but... You know, it's the thought that counts, I guess. But, yeah, they get very offended by this, and I don't quite understand why. But you know,
because they take themselves a little bit too seriously, just as they always have.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe a lot too seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what he was talking about there. Now, before I want to talk about, obviously, about the game last night, but I've also kind of been waiting to get your thoughts on this today, because we saw before we got on the air that Mike Martin passed away, the Florida State head baseball coach for many years. Actually, his last win as a coach was over Arkansas in that College World Series a couple years ago before he retired. They just call him 11. In Tallahassee, and he was one of the great gentlemen I've ever run across covering any of these sports, Chuck.
He really was, and I've had occasion to be around him a few times, and he's been always a gentleman. You know, we really have a history with Florida State and baseball. Yeah. You know, you go back to, you know, the 89 regional, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's the year Arkansas ran through Tallahassee and got to Omaha. I know in my time, 2004, you know, they came to Fayetteville, and then we were there in 2009.
Right.
And, you know, there's been history beyond that, too. But, yeah, just I guess he had been diagnosed with dementia 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so, 79 years old. But, you know, one of the all-time greats for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, really just one of those rare people that when we were in at that 09 regional, we were out there. And, you know, they're having the press conference the day before. They have the practice and everything. And the first thing he said was he wanted to thank everybody for their interest in college baseball. And you certainly don't hear that then. It was very rare to hear that back in 2009 from a coach whose team was, you know, 2 wins away from the College World Series.
Now, I'll bet you his players could probably paint a much different picture than the kindly old grandfather that we saw there at the end of his career. A lot of those guys, and I've been around a few of them, as they age, they come across to the public one way, but they can still peel the paint with their teams. And you know, you don't win at the level that a lot of these guys do, certainly Mike Martin. You don't win at that level without still knowing how to push the buttons when it's necessary. And I'm sure he was still good at that right up to the end.
Yeah. Yeah, he is absolutely one of everybody in the college baseball world is reacting to that today. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, you don't get to that level of over 2,000-some-odd wins in his career there at Florida State. You've got to be able to light a fire when you need to light a fire. That's for sure. So.
Well, he won a lot of games. And, you know, for so many years, all the Florida schools in college baseball had such a huge advantage because there wasn't a uniform start date for a long time. You had those teams in Florida playing in late January. Mm-hmm. And they got such a head start on everyone in terms of practice time. And obviously they had built-in advantages from recruiting. There's very little funding for baseball in a lot of places. I mean, you know, it was not until, you know, the latest of the 80s and the earliest of the 90s that schools like LSU began to take interest in baseball. It was, in our league, it was Mississippi State, and that was about it. You know, in the Southwest Conference, you had Arkansas and Texas, and to an extent, Texas A&M, Baylor every once in a while. But the Florida schools had such an advantage, and they won a lot of games. He won a lot of games and contributed a lot to the game for sure.
Yeah. All right. So I wanted to just mention that as we get started here with Chuck Barrett this hour here on Ruskin and Zach. We'll move on to the basketball game last night. And, you know, whatever has gone on over the past two games, this team looks competent, connected. There's like a flow. There's a rhythm, it seems like, to what they're doing. It did not get them a win on Saturday, but obviously last night they're able to keep Missouri winless in conference play by winning up in Como.
You know, evidently they were able to really build a lot of confidence in that Kentucky ball game. And sometimes, you know, when a team's struggling and they play a great team and they play them close, they revert back to what they were before the next time they play. And I frankly wondered what would, you know, what it would be like for Arkansas last night. But they jumped on them early. Now, Missouri's not great, but Arkansas jumped on them early, never gave Mizzou a reason to believe they were going to win the game. You know, even when Bates got going in the second half and even as the margin shrunk some at the end, there was never a moment where it, you know, looked like Missouri was going to win the game. So they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. Mekhi Mitchell, they just overpowered Mizzou last night. But, you know, Mizzou, if you really look at their results, I mean, they've played a lot of relatively close games. In fact, I had a fan say, or Z had a fan say to him before the game, "You'll win by eight because that's what we lose to everybody by." And turned out to be seven, I guess, in the end. But, you know, they played some games where at least the margins at the end were respectable. Now, they play Vanderbilt this Saturday in Nashville, and it's the only time those two teams meet. And if Missouri doesn't win Saturday, you know, one of those teams could go over. I mean, the law of averages says they'll win at least one or two, but – the loser of that one could go over.
Yeah, what has been what's been the deal with Mekhi Mitchell the last couple of games? He's just been just on fire, just a major impact on the game the last couple times out.
Well, I think when you play a team like Kentucky, if you're a big guy, you know, and you got any competitiveness about you, you're going to feel challenged. I mean, Kentucky's going to have elite recruits. They're going to have 6'11", 7-foot guys, which they have, who are all athletic. And, you know, Mekhi really held his own, and then some, in that game. And that had to boost his confidence. Yesterday was his birthday, and obviously that meant something to him as well. But I think, moreover, I've always thought this about Mekhi Mitchell, that if he can play within his emotions, if he can play within himself, so to speak, and I know that's a cliche, but he is a really good player. He's got physicality and he's got ball skills. He's got good hands. He's got good, you know, I mean, you know, the guy can dribble and shoot and pass. I mean, he can score, move his feet. Sometimes it seems like, you know, maybe his emotions get the better of him. I don't know. I might be speaking out of turn there. But I've always liked him, as a player. When we've had him, like, for example, on Muss's radio show, he's always been a really pleasant guy, great with the fans, very polite. I've always pulled for him. I know sometimes, you know, it's kind of gotten out of kilter out there with him. But when he's right, he's a good player. And at least for two ball games, he's been right. And we'll see if he can keep it going.
Yeah, he has been phenomenal, and again, the double-double last night, everybody knows, 19 points, 14 boards for him as Arkansas gets the win last night, and part of the 56 points in the paint, which is, for this team, this season is unheard of.
Well, and, you know, it's not just Mitchell inside. I mean, when you talk about paint points, Graham had a great night. You know, Jalen, you know, When Graham would come in last year, and really, honestly, the early part of this year, you'd get 8-9 points out of him, but that would be it. You wouldn't get any rebounds. You might get an assist. You weren't going to get anything on the defensive end, but you'd get your 8 or 9 points. You know, now he gives you those 8 or 9 points. In the case last night, 13 points. He's given you 3 or 4 rebounds. He had 3 block shots. He had 4 assists. And he had 4 steals. Now, that's a ball player right there. That's a guy filling up the stat line. That's a guy that helps you win. Scoring 8 or 9 points with an array of low post moves, all that does is get people in the stands saying, how come he's not playing more? It's when you fill that stat line that you actually do play more, and you actually play, get, you know, you play minutes that matter, and you help your team win. And so it's not just Mekhi. It wasn't just Mekhi last night. Now, look, every matchup's different. Missouri didn't have an answer inside physically. They just did not. And LSU's going to have bigger guys. We've seen other teams with bigger guys, and it's not been smooth sailing like it was last night. You know, the question now is, can you continue to do that? You may not have 13 and 3 with 4 assists and 4 steals and 3 blocks. I mean, you may not have that every game, but if you can put some numbers in every one of those stat lines, you can help your team win.
Yeah, and another thing is we saw some resolve. I mean, they've been taking a lot of arrows over the last little while. And it seemed like they were like, okay, oh yeah, well, how about this? And that was something that I don't know if, you know, we've seen yet this season with all the stuff going on. They seem to be like, all right, fine, watch this. And show some, you know, show some toughness, show some competitiveness.
I've seen teams come together on the road in different sports over the years. Doesn't always happen. But I've seen teams come together on the road. When the noise at home's to the point where you just got to get away, and you get out on the road, and you're in a hotel, it's just you, just your team. The only people that are, you know, I mean, the only people with you are the ones that are there. And so, I've seen teams do that, and I'm not saying that's going to happen here, but it might, and it's happened before, that's for sure.
So they would have to win, if my math is right, to get to 20 wins, they'd have to win 9 out of the last 10. Which, and beat some pretty good teams. I mean, Tennessee's in there. Kentucky's in there again. They got to go to A&M, who had that big comeback here. So the road is not getting easier on down the road here, I guess.
You know, it would be nice if this team could rattle off, you know, 6 out of 7. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they're that type team. I do think they're the type team that can get incrementally better. And I think we've seen that in the last 2 games. Are they a team you look at now and go, hey, that's a team that could get to the Sweet 16 again? Well, no. But you do look at them and you think, yeah, that's a team that could, you know, maybe get on a little bit of a run. I don't know that winning 6 of 7 or 7 of 8, I don't know that they can get on that kind of run. But I do think, you know, they can win more than they lose. And if you can get better as you go, and again, it might not be dramatic, but if you can get to the 1st of March and you look back and say, look where we are now as opposed to where we were on the 1st of February, you know, maybe you're in the hunt at that point. You know, maybe you can make some noise and win some meaningful games and make people talk about you. And then, you know, those are big ifs, and I know that because we've seen this team, you know, we've seen them play when, you know, it looks like, you know, that's not what's going to happen when we get to the end of February. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of games played over the next month. And it's nice to have played the way they have the last 2 in January. And, you know, maybe they can continue to do that.
I always say you're always 1 win away from figuring it out. And we were, you know, a week ago, people are talking about, you know, do you – get rid of everybody in the portal in this offseason, or what do you do with this with all this stuff with you know, what do you do next year in the portal? And now all of a sudden a win, and people are like, well, maybe there's something here, maybe they'll get hot, like you said. Who knows?
Well, look, I've been around this a while and you have too. Rumors and gossip are always more fun than reality. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's what fuels things at times, particularly when you're not winning games. I mean, that's what gets people going. But, you know, the reality is they got a lot more basketball games to play. I do think that Brazil's got a chance to come back, maybe sooner rather than later. and, you know, go play and see what happens. They've had bad moments so far this year. There's no doubt about that. They've had plenty of them. You know, maybe, I mean, confidence is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know if we'd see Mekhi Mitchell post back-to-back double-doubles 2 or 3 weeks ago, but, you know, here we are.
Yeah, it really is the thing about sports because, you know, most places, you know, when you talk about teams in a conference, a lot of teams are kind of the same talent-wise, but, man, who is feeling good? Who's in a funk? Who's in a slump or whatever? That's a lot of times the difference, and managing all that and keeping that going is the great challenge of running any kind of a team, I guess.
Well, let me say this, and I know people have had different opinions on where this team is, so to speak, and you always hear fans, you know, ask the question, has he lost the team when it comes to a coach? I didn't see any evidence of that last night. I've not seen the evidence that a lot of people think they've seen. I have no idea what's going to happen the rest of the way. This team's got deficiencies. There's no doubt about it. But the idea that this thing has just frayed and come apart, I guarantee you the guys who were on that bus, the guys who were on that plane and in uniform last night, they were together. And I think we saw evidence of that in the way they played.
Now, I'm curious, how does this work on a celebrated plane ride like that last night? Do you sleep? How do you handle it?
I slept.
Okay.
Yeah, these guys, look, it's not quite like people think. Now, look, there are wins in all sports where, you know, it's a special win. But there's a level of exhaustion on the part of these guys when it's over. And generally, the games where you win, it's been my experience just strictly as an observer. The games where you win, everybody relaxes and goes to sleep. It's the games where you lose where everybody's on edge. And those are the trips back where everybody's talking.
Yeah.
Because everybody's upset. And, you know, I don't know that it's that way everywhere, and it's not that way here every time, but that's just kind of been my observation.
We're talking with Chuck Barrett. Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach. We talked to Pinion on Tuesday's show, and he didn't play last night. I believe the two are linked. Your thoughts?
Well, he was at the scorer's table at one point, and I think there was a breakaway. And I think that's the play where Blocker got the dunk on the other end. I think Davenport was involved on one end, and they dunked on the other end. And Davin right in front of me, and Mus called him back. And I don't think he got to the scorer's table again. But he was right there about to come in.
Okay.
And then it just didn't happen for him. He didn't play, and I guess Ellis didn't play. Everybody else, I think, played.
Yeah.
No, Bay didn't play. Bayfall didn't play.
Yeah. Yeah, the box score shows some of these guys played 0 seconds. I don't sure.
Well, they played 0.2 seconds because right at the end of the half, there was a foul and free throws.
That's right.
And they put Arbogast in and Blake in and maybe
Harris.
Another guy too. Yeah, Denaje Harris went in.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 20 minutes after the hour here on Ruskin and Zach. Yeah, but important win for confidence and everything going on last night for Arkansas. And we're talking about that. You can text us here on the McLarty Daniel hotline at 866-285-4005. Here's a thought, something we were talking about earlier from Kevin, Chuck, on the McLarty Daniel hotline. If horns down is offensive to Texas, then horns up is offensive to everyone else.
Hey, there you go. That's exactly right. I'm offended
right.
by it. Hey, we got a world full of people waiting to be offended.
Yes.
And I guess Texas fans are the latest.
At the drop of a hat, they are ready to go. They're ready to pounce on the latest thing and, you know, carve it up and make it fit whatever it is. So there you go. Here's a text. It was nice hearing Chuck and Z sound like they were having fun on the broadcast.
Yeah, Z was giddy at one point. He almost you guys play that highlight of or somebody does where he giggles, you know, after
oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and he was almost at giggle level last night a time or two. I think he spurted out, "This is fun." Or something like that. So hey, you know, they were at Mizzou. Matt was on Coach Anderson's staff there. And they were very nice. I'll just, you know, put it lightly. when that crew came to Arkansas. And when we went back that first game up there, that's the worst I've ever seen a crowd in any sport anywhere on the face of the earth. And I think Matt remembers that. In fact, I know Matt remembers that. So I don't think he's – I think he likes seeing his old friends when he goes back up there. But I think he enjoys beating Missouri.
I remember one of the it may not have been the first trip up there, but there was a game where Frank Haith was having to be held back.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they cut to Anderson, and he's just standing there, calm as ever, just standing there, not doing anything, just like, what are you going to do? And Haith is losing his mind on the other side. It was hilarious.
Hey, and I'll tell you something, too, and I know we've got fans who make that trip up there for that basketball game. They're up there every year. I see them, talk to them. We got to win this football game because here's what happens. When you go up there in basketball, here's what happens. At the first timeout, sometime they used to do it at halftime. Now they really want to rub your nose in it, so they do it at the first timeout. Last night, the whole Missouri football team comes out there. Eli comes out there. They wheel that trophy out there. And, I mean, they're turning and pointing at the Arkansas people. If you've been up there for a basketball game and you watched them roll that trophy out there and celebrate winning that game, you don't listen to the people that say it's not a rivalry. We got to win that game because those are the people that have to go up there and see that every year tired of it.
Yeah, I think the combination of the way that Eli talks about the game and the fact that Missouri won by, I don't know, 40 or whatever it was the last time. I think this is finally the off season where Hog fans are like, okay, it's time to start, you know, it's time to treat this like with a little more, I don't know, seriousness, maybe the right word. I'm not sure. Then because like you said this once we were talking about this, it was a rivalry where like both sides thought they were better than the other side. You know what I mean? I think you said that. Talking to us about it once. And now I think it feels like Eli has poked and prodded Razorback fans long enough that I think they're finally mad at him, or really mad at him, to want to see this game go the other way for Arkansas. Finally.
This is kind of harkens back to when are you going to beat SMU? Remember when we went through that?
Yep, I do. Yep.
It's time to beat Mizzou in football. I'm just going to say it. It's time to beat Missouri in football.
Yep.
And they got it going right now. I give them credit.
Yeah. Well, you can beat Ohio State. You got the battle line trophy that they're very excited about. I don't know if that, that red border hasn't been used too often on that trophy. They need to figure out a way to make sure that's in use because they use the yellow one when Missouri wins. So
I just liked it when they presented that trophy at halftime because, we could walk away and not watch.
That's right. Yeah.
Now they rub your nose in it.
That's right. Yeah,
and
they do.
That's just kind of how they do it up there.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.